Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hi.
Hey!
About to have our second attempt at some black hack tonight, and I will be your DM again. Not Terrence.
You're welcome.
Jesus.
Not Terrence. Anybody?
Needlessly catty, but okay. I could go and play Starfield if you don't want me here. Can I go play Starfield?
No. This is going to be way more exciting. Seriously.
Be just as many bugs, I'm sure.
I don't want to. I don't know who else has played it, but I've had my computer freeze already one time playing it. Like in the first 4 hours.
Well, that's why I bought an Xbox.
Did you really?
Yeah, I bought it specifically to play Starfield last year. When I found out Microsoft bought Bethesda, then I figured that's what made me do the math on the Xbox.
You gotta fix the bugs on there first, right?
Yeah, well, one hopes.
I'm playing on PC, so I mean, I expect screen freezes, computer crashes with Bethesda games. Mostly it's because usually I have like 100 mods going on it, but it's obviously no mods yet. So.
A little early, yeah.
but I like it overall. So far, so good.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I hope they release Creation Club stuff soon, or not Creation Club, Creation Kit stuff soon, because, you know, the first thing everyone mods away is fucking encumbrance.
I need the all those wrenches and I don't know, it doesn't seem like it's good for anything, but there's fucking duct tape everywhere, and if Fallout taught me anything at all, I'm picking up all the fucking duct tape.
Fuck yeah.
Picking up all the duct tape, even though it doesn't seem to do anything in this game, but I don't care. I think they call it something else. What do they call it?
Adhesive, which is something you have to get from plants or shit.
I don't know. I've gotten further than I have, but it shows there's. I've just been selling them once I buy them, or once I find them, but I do have just carry around like loads of crap, so. That's not good, but no, I like it. I feel like some of the cutscenes that are like taking off, landing, and transitions, things like that's probably gonna get older for a while, but they're pretty quick. I mean,
you don't have to use them, you can just fast travel like from the planet.
Huh,
I wouldn't
so many
have
things
noticed.
To learn. I have spent way too much time just right outside the planet, like where right as soon as you get the spaceship, just blowing up asteroids, then landing on crashed or wrecked ships and stuff. Just it's fun. I like the. It took me a while of running into ships to, or not like the space station and stuff like that. I kept running into them. It took me a while to figure out how to actually dock with them. apparently, ramming speed is not. I feel like that ship goes from like zero to like it's like Mach 10 in like 2 seconds. It's like just easing in there. You're just like, oh, it's crazy. But so we are playing Black Hack again this week, and we had a little jump start last time. We were trying to play in the middle of a hurricane, which caused some power delays, and so we kind of just talked about the system a little bit, but if y'all are ready to get back into it.
I don't appreciate that you and Terrence talked about Starfield and we didn't talk about Baldur's Gate 3 at all. But that's, you know.
Yeah, because I'm carrying around a bunch of shit that I don't need in that game, too.
Are you really? Is there encumbrance issues in that? Don't you have like 8 players in your party, though?
I mean, I haven't run into any encumbrance issues yet, but I do have like every cup, every fork, every spoon, every tin plate, every rotten eggs,
game by Larian Studios. So, of course, they fill their world with a whole lot of junk that you can sell for one gold.
Mm-hmm. Each one of those is one gold each.
100 cups gets you a respec, so.
Mm-hmm.
100 cups?
It's 100 gold to respec. Oh, 100 gold to respec your character, so.
I'm carrying around bones, even though they don't have seem to have any usage. But, you know, maybe I'll see a dog that wants one. I don't know.
Bone chromancy. At some
point, you may need them. That's true. Uh-huh. So it does become inventory management at some point. Yeah, that's one thing I do like about...
I think me and Mahogany played for... I pre-ordered it for PlayStation so we could sit on the couch and play it together. And I think from Saturday until today, we've played it probably 12 hours.
Yeah. Damn,
pretty good haul. And 8 of that was trying to figure out what all we should sell. So we can buy new cool stuff.
Well, that enjoy that because Xbox players don't get couch co-op. They couldn't make it work.
Oh.
It's okay. Wait, so y'all can play like on the same game, like an old school 2-player game?
Yeah, split screens it on the TV. We saw on the couch.
No shit. Yeah, each I've seen that forever.
Yeah, it's real nice. There's not a lot of games that do that anymore.
And I remember like a conversation with like big dialogue going on. Like sometimes I can still be running around doing other shit, which is kind of nice. Oh,
but I so remember playing Divinity 1 with Toker, and he would intentionally argue with me just to cause the fight and would just be laughing about it because they had a rock, paper, scissors game built into that game for disagreements. And then I'd hear Toker just laughing and I'm like, what's he laughing about? Because there was a slight delay before it hit me.
But, yeah, we weren't playing on the couch. We were playing online, so he wouldn't know that I was going to argue. My character was going against what his character's doing. And it was normally to the detriment of the game for us. This clam wants to give us all a bunch of gold. And I choose the option, throw that bitch back in the water. And he'd get really mad about it.
But the clam!
Like, that clam was hilarious. No,
but the gold!
All right, I feel better now.
I do want to get... Right. I probably will eventually get Baldur's Gate, but I was really looking forward to Starfield, and I knew I would kick it to the curb anyway. So I figured I'd just wait and maybe try to get Baldur's Gate cheaper, because I'm cheap.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to buy a game you don't plan on playing right away. Unless you're getting something like for pre-ordering it that you wouldn't get otherwise.
That's bullshit. Even that stuff you got from the Bethesda on Starfield's like not great.
Mm.
Wish they would give us some good stuff for pre-orders again.
No.
Somebody got a watch. Some people were getting like watches or something.
Oh, like the one the guy gives you in the game? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, like an actual watch. There's like an app on your phone that like syncs with the watch or some shit. I don't know. Anyway, those are gone. For sure. But I like it. It definitely has I don't know. I feel like in some ways in the early parts of this game, I feel like the Institute won, and so we're just in space now.
I can't wait for the Babish episodes where he's making the chunk food.
Mm. I don't know what that is, but it sounds...
There's
no Babish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, like the game has like this brand of food called chunk, and then it gives you the food. So chunk at everything is square. Everything is like a 2.5 by 2.5 square. So chunk meat, chunk apple, chunk potato, chunk egg. Yeah,
square apples, square everything's everything's like this little cubular thing.
You ever think that maybe it's because they got tired of spending months and months and months designing cheese wheels and apples and logos for bottles? They were like, let's just make all this food square and just give it different colors. It'll save us loads of time and money.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's a square apple. It's not just a chunk of stuff. It is a square apple.
It's like got the peeling on it and everything. It's like, yeah. Well, I think you're right. I think they're just like, fuck it. We're just going to put the skins around the same object, everything. Yeah. That's a potato. Faster. That's an apple. That's a banana.
I'm going on break.
You found any square cabbage out in space yet?
I bet so. It's probably perfectly preserved in a 1,000-year-old dungeon.
This game stole my million-dollar idea, putting liquor in juice boxes.
Oh my god, yeah, they did. They do have like, and they have like little juice pouches too. I'm like, it's a Capri Sun.
Margaritas in a can?
Oh no, it's like, I don't know, but then they still have bottles of like liquor and stuff too. But it's yeah, so far so good. I miss VATS. I was hoping for some VATS going into this, but nope, you know,
you're back to playing Skyrim. Better learn to
apparently
aim.
That technology didn't survive the future. So
I don't think it's actually connected.
It might be, maybe something you unlock later. So I'm still trying to figure out like the skill menus and stuff too. I'm like, how apparently you unlock a skill, and then you have to like do like, you have a task to do in order to actually unlock it.
Yeah, it's very upsetting. Like, yeah, you mean I have to actually use these skills in order to level them up? Ugh.
Well, it's like, but you have to decide you're gonna do this particular thing, and then go do it, and then you get the level up.
Then you have to spend the skill point to get the skill point.
Yeah.
Raise. It's funny. I don't know. It seems all right, but
I'm trying not to be judgmental about it. I'm like, you know what? Something different. That's fine. I can't be the
we
same.
We were supposed
thing every
to
time.
End this on Baldur's Gate, so stop talking about that game again.
That's not how I always
well,
try to bring it back around.
Don't fucking try to run a game on a release date.
We tried to run it during a hurricane. That didn't work out either, so we're going to try this. Sorry, and technically it released last night. You had a whole night to play it, and you decided to sleep. That's your fucking problem.
You could have paid more and played
like
it earlier,
problem.
Apparently.
Yeah,
I have Game Pass. It's just there for free.
Game Pass didn't get, you didn't get the early, you didn't get
no.
the early access.
I just waited a few days. It did not kill me. I'm fine.
Yep. What's the Game Pass run here in the US?
Xbox.
How much
that's
does it
not
cost,
a, that's not a currency, Kevin.
Yes, that'll be Xbox
it's
dollars.
Five Xbox.
How much is Game
oh,
Pass?
Oh, I thought it said
Xbox.
Where's
what's it
from?
On?
I don't Sorry. Remember.
It's I was always I don't know. I don't have an Xbox anymore anyway. The last one I have was a 360.
All right, go ahead and run the game for God's sake.
Okay.
Crying.
I'm not crying. It's just the game. I'll hark on the game. It looks and sounds boring. But I said it.
All right.
What, Starfield?
Yeah. And I've got enough boring with No Man's Sky, so I didn't need to.
Yeah, this has to something that's coming. No Man's Sky is missing. NPCs.
Yeah, but I was really hoping for some what? Alien races. That's a little disappointing. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. But when last we left off in the countryside of Kelmorn, our fateful adventurers were gathered around a fire at the end of a kind of towards that kind of the after party of a festival that had taken place earlier in the night, and they're just kind of catching up and entertaining themselves and apparently some onlookers with some different tales of heroics and adventure that has taken place in each of their lives. So we had the Gully, the halfling, who told the tale of the Trogs that had attacked and he'd fought them off, and how that led to the Happy Hooker being the extraordinary company that it is there on Harecroft Lake. And then there was Valentine Diploid, a warrior and daughter of a very famous militia man here in Kelmorn, and her tale of made the entire crowd cringe a little bit, of the squashing of the chicken nuggets and the end of the chicken bandits' reign. And then there was Torg, the dwarf, whose tale of fighting kobolds, or really kind of running away from them in a heroic manner, and the tale of a donkey, really awed the crowd in quite a heroic fashion, and everyone is ready for the amazing Aramis and his tale of wizardry and wizardcraft. And unfortunately, the tale of the kobolds and the donkeys has put about half your audience to sleep, but they're still listening in their dreams, I'm sure. So tell us, oh wizard, what great feats have you been up to?
I have a very busy schedule. I keep busy.
You stay busy?
I stay busy.
That's a good thing.
Okay, fine. You didn't write a huge backstory for this character for this one shot.
It took 5 minutes to make this character. I'm not spending more than that on a backstory.
But that's how you level up.
Yeah, that was the one rule.
Fine. Last year, I killed giant rats in basements. 35 basements in one weekend. There we are.
35 in one week. It's amazing. The crowd claps.
There's a plague of giant rats. It's not something I'm proud of. They're normally clean and safe animals, but I'm not sure where to go wrong.
And that is where you learn the new skills that you now possess.
Rats.
Very good. All right. And so with that, I need a dex check from everybody.
A what check? Sorry.
A dex check.
Pass.
Dexterity.
Success.
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 Two successes.
Roll under, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah, whatever your dex is, you want to roll under it.
Hey, first time I'm ever happy to see a natural one.
A critical success.
Yeah.
So everybody made it?
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Mahogany, roll a d6 for me.
Six.
God, it is everybody's lucky day. I don't like this. So, from the northern woods there, a giant boulder comes barreling out, and it hits your fire, sending burning embers skyward, flying through the air. Everything kind of goes bright for a minute. It kind of goes dark, but it actually bounces over a little halfling there and into the water. So no one has gotten hit by it. Everyone is okay, which is good. It did get kind of dark. It's not dark where we would have to worry about panic, but it is kind of hard to see. It's low light for the moment. And out of the woods comes a... That's a tree. Yeah,
a tree? Oh, God, within the woods!
Okay, I'm trying to... Okay, so out of the woods comes this, what appears to be a troll. It's a little deformed. His one arm is kind of like crunched up to his side, as you can see, and he's kind of dragging. He's using it, but he's kind of dragging one leg. But that's not the main thing that your eyes kind of focus on. You focus on the fact that a giant boulder just whizzed through your camp. And the fact that this creature, as he comes lumbering out of the woods, is holding another boulder. So I need another dex check from everybody for your initiative. This if you go before or after this mighty monster.
I thought you were about to say that the boulder he threw magically went back to his hands because I saw it scroll across the screen.
A boulder ring.
It's a boulder ring. The other boulder actually sunk into the little river there. So no harm, no foul.
What happens when you roll a natural 20 on your initiative?
That's a critical fail, sir.
You go last.
Oh, this is just a deck.
On your initiative, yeah, you're going to go after the monster here, so.
Success.
Oh, wait. I'm a halfling.
That doesn't mean anything.
I roll with an advantage on initiative checks.
Nice. Uh-huh.
So I get to roll again, right?
Yeah, I didn't look at any of your characters hardly at all. So whatever you tell me, I will believe. Just trust your honesty.
Halflings are quick as hell. Halfling rolls initiative with advantage.
And is advantage in this game 2d20s like it is in
2d20s? Mm-hmm. I'll see what's under.
Correct.
I still go after the monster, but it's not a critical fumble. Okay. 17.
So you're going after, and then Kevin, you're going before.
Before.
Mahogany.
Before. Also before.
And Terrence. All right. What do y'all do? Is giant troll looking thing. It's pretty big.
I feel like I'm pretty close to it.
Probably about 12 feet tall. It's got a huge boulder in its hands.
Yeah, I feel like I charge up and I'm going to be a dealer of death.
Okay. You're going to do an attack roll. So for melee, that's going to be a strength check. And you're going to do that at a plus 2.
Well, I succeed. And I am going to deal my 2d6 of damage to him.
Okay.
And total of 9.
So you rolled a 9 damage?
Yes.
This thing had 6 hit points.
No, but that's a lot of damage for a lot more damage than I thought you were going to do.
Well, I mean, he's got 2d6 to work with, right?
Yeah.
You get a d6 for per level.
Okay.
I'm going to run up and do the same thing. Attack.
Okay.
That is a critical fail. Natural 20.
What happens with critical? Is that a fumble? Is a fumble a thing in this?
Yeah. It's something. I don't remember what, but it's something. It's not good.
I didn't come across it when I was reading.
Fumble. Only time I see. That's
it. It doesn't
panic.
Say the word fumble. It's like, where is attack? Where is it at? Is it before the characters?
When the result of a d20 roll to attack is a natural 1 or a roll to defend is a natural 20, the damage dealt to the creature is doubled.
Oh.
That's a critical hit.
That's a fumble, though. That's a critical hit. I'm
looking for the opposite of that.
Well, maybe there isn't an opposite. Maybe. I don't know.
Hmm. I guess it's up to you, then.
What page was that on?
11.
Okay, because, I was looking at just regular 10 critical hits. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't see fumbles.
So few.
So I'm going to say you miss.
I mean, you have an opportunity.
And I'm going to say, since you fumble, I'm going to say you miss, and I'm going to say the creature gets advantage if it does end up getting an attack on you.
Okay, then.
Or basically, it doesn't roll, so you basically roll disadvantage to defend if it attacks you.
Indeed.
All right. So that would be the wizard, Aramis. Indeed.
Let me see. I'm going to move up a little bit. And I will attempt to cast Magic Missile, which I do.
Okay.
Which does 8 points of damage.
It's gracious. Really should not have nerfed this thing.
No.
I thought it would be too hard. I'm learning. But that's okay because DM Magicry, it's still up. So, alright, is everybody gone? Is it its turn?
Yes.
Everybody, except for Toker, because I know Gully failed, right? So
yeah, no, I fell asleep eating too much crispy fried pork belly, and the boulder actually did hit me, but it just slipped off my grease-covered body, and that's why I took no damage from the reflex save. I'm still slow to wake because I'm so full of my favorite food, pork belly.
Pork belly. That's good. So I need everyone. I need the three of y'all. Let's see. If those guys don't really matter. There's actually some of these people have kind of woken up and rolled out of the way a little bit. All the commotion. They haven't made it far. I've gone that way a little bit. I don't know. So these portions of the word. So, but I need the four of you to give me a will save or a will check.
I actually make that
what
one.
What is that?
Wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom check. I'm sorry. Just do a wisdom check.
Yes. That's Fail. Amazing.
Passed?
Yeah. I'm amazed. Okay. 5 under 8.
Ooh. Damn.
Yeah.
I got a 2. Under.
Poker.
So, yeah. I didn't think I had to roll.
Yeah, you got to roll.
He said 3 of you.
Four.
Oh, 4 of you.
God damn it. I'm going to grab a shittier dice because I just rolled a natural 20.
I know, right?
That's 2 20s and a 17. This was Pathfinder. So I'd be crushing it.
Yep. So you did not pass it. Kevin, did you pass?
No.
You did not. Okay.
19 over 10.
Very good. So it screams, the troll screams at all of you, and then this just like an unusual amount of spittle just flows, slings out from its mouth, and it hits many of you in the face and the arms and the legs, all over the place. And those of you that are closer can see that the creature, like its deformed arm, it looks weird. It's like it's an odd deformity. It's like the skin seems abnormal to the rest of its body. Its leg seems like there's something going on weird with it. But you, like I say, some of you have fought off the effects of the spittle. Gully, you and Torg did not. That end, as he does that, and then the troll is going to try to take a swing, just drop its boulder down in between the two of you two, between Torg and Valentine. Valentine. Okay. So it's going to crash the boulder down, so you need to roll disadvantage. That would be would that be a strength check? I can't remember.
Yes. And both of them pass. I rolled a 2 and a 4.
Good deal, Torg.
What happens if you match?
You lose. It's roll under.
Okay. Roll under. So you lost? Okay, so the boulder does 3 damage to you. Not too much. Okay. Not too bad. But some damage to you, and then that is the monster's go. The little scream thing he did was his kind of his move, and then
so it's Gully's go?
So, yeah, this is your moment to shine, Gully.
What did the spittle do to me?
You can't really tell it did anything to you.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
It's probably fine.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it won't be any ongoing effects later on in my career as a halfling.
You're good.
So I am going. I'm going to hop up, and that really only gains me about 2 inches in height. From going to landing to standing. So Halfling makes a ranged attack against a creature up to far away with advantage and deals. Okay, so I'm gonna sling.
Yeah, you're close. You're still close.
It says up to far away.
Yeah, you're good. That's what I'm saying. Okay. You're not far away, so.
So I'm gonna
just be nearby.
I'm gonna pop one of some of that pork belly was just a little too crispy to eat. It was almost like bone, so that's what I'm using for my sling bullet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sling him a rock hard fried fat into that thing's face with my sling. And that is a 2, so that's definitely under.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna take 4, 5, 8 damage.
Ah, okay. With that, you're the little stone. I guess you're slinging like little stones.
Yeah, crispy fried fats.
Crispy fried fats of it. It connects. I mean, it hits his face like at a terminal velocity. And it just, it doesn't hit the way you thought it would. It just kind of hits and it sinks into it and just kind of, I mean, all the way through, almost with no resistance to a point on the side of the face that it hit. And the troll just kind of shocked. It sends spittle out again, not as far as before. So who's close by? Let's see. It'll be Valentine and Torg. Torg, you already failed, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Valentine, another. Do you want to roll disadvantage or anything? Just a regular wisdom check.
Well, here goes. Oh, fuck yeah. That's a 4 under 8.
Okay, so you're good. And the troll falls over dead on the ground.
Hmm.
Making a run for the water to watch this spittle off.
Bear.
Doing the same thing, but that's just because it's gross.
All right. Yeah. So moving characters down to the water. That's good. Anybody else going down to the water?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's it. All right. So as you guys are washing those things off, the dire toads kind of come up over the sides here.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Don't do that about
this. Is this new initiative?
Yeah, just go ahead and go a new initiative. But I need you both to, I guess it would be a dex check because they're going to like flick their tongues at you for a range attack.
Why is this keep so
roll
deadly?
Initiative first?
Not yet.
Okay, so I passed.
All right.
So monsters get two actions, one whenever the GM wants and then one when it's their turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, this is a surprise attack because y'all came down there and just jumped in the water.
Yeah, unfortunately, I rolled that save dice again. You know what I got this time?
Holy shit.
19. And I threw it away.
I was smart. I switched.
So, yeah, whatever the frogs are doing, they got me.
All right. So a little flick of the tongue, and that one gets you for one hit point damage. Did you make it, Valentine?
I did.
And then, Torg, did you make it?
Oh, no. And I made it. And it takes... No, never mind. That's not melee. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. I got something when I get hit in melee.
I got shield bash. Where if I get hit in melee...
When you are attacked in combat, you roll a defend of a 1 or 2. Never mind. I did not roll a 1 or 2.
Okay.
Yeah, mine is between 1 and 5, so technically that troll should have taken some damage, but it's no big deal. But this, like, it's only melee, so that wouldn't count for them, because they're too far away.
That's true. So did, Torg, did you make it or not?
I said no.
No? Okay. Good deal. And so that was also 1 hit point of damage.
Give him a little more damage for that attitude. Give him just a little
attitude.
I said no. Give him two damage.
So they attack you now. It's now a Gwenvol initiative. Aramis, you can too, even though you were out of it.
We got 19. Fail.
And mine was a pass before.
A pass.
Fail.
All right, so two going before. Go ahead.
Who else is going before?
Me.
Where are you? You're way back there, huh?
No, I'm.
Y'all can decide who goes
where. I'm right next to you.
Which one are you, the green or the red?
The green one.
The green one, okay. So I'm going to go to the opposite side. I'm going to go for the one that's closer to the red. And... attack. And that is a success.
All right. Roll your damage.
All right. 2d8 for 4 damage. 2 2s.
Yeah, the little frog is squished into the water and floats on downstream.
Word. I'm going to move a little bit away.
There you go.
And flop that other frog with a... Flop that frog with a rock. a 12 will get it. 12 puts me under 14. So he takes...
Max damage, 14. Oh.
So that frog kind of explodes. This rock, so you hit like a pressure point, like a precise scientific destination on that frog's body that it just exploded.
The toad sploder. Yeah, I've seen that.
The toad sploder. It's kind of like the reverse of acupuncture.
That's what your mother calls me.
The toad sploder.
Oh my gosh.
So those little frogs are goodbye. Good job. So y'all can wash off the rest of the slime if you want to. Is anybody checking out the dead?
I will, since they're washing.
Good.
Yeah, when I'm done washing, I'm gonna head over to the fire.
Yeah. So Erasmus, as you examine this particular troll,
Erasmus.
Erasmus, as you examine this troll, I mean, it looks like a very old kind of a mountain troll. It should be a lot taller, but it's very hunched. It's probably towards the end of its life anyway, but the deformities are what really kind of catch your eye. And let's see if, where's Gully? Gully's still down by the river. As Gully kind of comes back up that way, it's something he would recognize right away, and you probably would too, but it's you notice that the deformities, especially his arm that's all kind of unusable, and then his leg, and then on the side of his face too, it's like it's almost like decaying flesh, but it's been submerged. So like if Gully's probably seen waterlogged, really just water rotten corpses of fish or animals or something that's been dug out of the lake. This is something similar to that, but you've obviously never seen it on something that was alive. And part of it obviously looks like it just died, whereas the other part seems like it died a long time ago.
Did you have some sort of disease? I'll get my gloves on and begin investigating.
You can't tell necessarily if there's any disease.
I also secretly checked to see if all those stories I heard about trolls having diamonds for teeth were true.
They are not, at least not in this case. You should probably check the rest of them. Just check the rest of them, just to be sure. be fine. You don't notice anything that was seems susceptible to disease. The rest of his body is, like I say, it's elderly, but not necessarily diseased or sick. But you do know that a typical troll, had it been healthy, would have been much more deadly, and everyone around here is pretty lucky to have it. That being said, because of the year, the cycle that it is, we talked about in the last episode about this being a time of monsters and a time when dark things come out of the forest and out of the mountains and out of the lake and everywhere else, that there, you guys know that there's a pretty good bounty. You could take the head of this troll and take it back to the main city, which is about 4 to 6 hours away, and you could probably get 100 gold for it.
Ooh.
Heck yeah.
Well, then there's no point delaying. Yeah. I'll pull out my short sword and begin working on it. As I explain this to the other party members.
So you... you're going to work on the troll. There's nothing really in its pockets other than it seemed to be out of its mind, just chunking boulders. The city proper of Kalmorn is about 4 to 6 hours away. And like I say, you're kind of on one of the outskirts, little towns and villages closer to the lake and the rivers. There's plenty of tents and things at the festival, so you could spend the night here. It's pretty late in the evening, or you could, take the perilous journey by night, walking and journeying through the night, and arrive at the city first thing in the morning, or you could wait till the morning and arrive, probably midday. Up to you.
What about all these other people here on the map with us?
Yeah, so they're all just kind of revelers. They were just around kind of enjoying your songs and things.
None of them got hurt stories. in the attack?
No, as the Mahogany rolled a 6, which if she had rolled anything other than a 6, then two to three of them would have been smashed by the initial boulder.
Oh.
So they were all they're all very thankful that you were here, and obviously your reputations live up to the hype. So Yeah. It's good there. But they're all going to retire. These people will all probably retire back to the festival proper, which is in the upper left corner of the screen. And then you guys are welcome to as well. You guys would have plenty of, you have your own private tents up there if you want to just spend the night there. Or like say, you can make the trip through the night.
No.
But again, this is
relax.
What kind of idiot does that when they don't have to?
We were around a campfire and a troll and two frogs attacked us. I can't imagine what would happen walking through the night.
It's so weird. I don't know what would happen.
What's this? The 12th year. This is like when all the bad shit happens. It's the worst
possible. This is when there is a monster in your bed in this time. So that's so you guys are take a rest then. And I think only one of you got hit. And let me see here too. Three of you are, only two of you are. Okay. I'll say this, that Gully and Torg, you guys have, while you sleep, you have kind of bad dreams. They're weird dreams, not necessarily horrifying. You still feel rested when you wake up in the morning, but it's weird. Like, you know, you ate like a cold chicken pineapple piece of pizza 3 days ago or something, and it's just weird. Dreams.
Yeah, that's
chicken
weird.
Pineapple. I've been left out for a day or so.
Wait, is that like a chicken shaped like a pineapple or a pineapple shaped like a chicken?
Yeah, it's exactly both of those things. The
diets.
So you will retire there, and then in the morning, you only need the head. The head's going to be enough to kind of be able to tell the authorities the size of the creature and, you know, how much bounty you'll probably get from it, which should be right around 100 gold. So as you make your trek to the city, as you approach the city, this is where we leave. I made this big map, and that was pretty much all we're going to need it for tonight. But
are we done with the map?
We're away from the map right now. Yeah, the festival is there. If y'all had decided to journey on, I had some other plans, but resting for the night is good, and then that's a smart thing to do. As you get close to the town in the morning, the city proper of Kelmorn, carrying your gear and everything, and I'm assuming you've got the head wrapped up in some sort of bag or something,
yeah,
into the city. The city is not how you left it, or it's not how it normally is. You're very accustomed to how the city is, and it's kind of in a state of unrest. There's a lot of people out in the streets. There's like groups of people on street corners. You notice it's about, you know, mid to late morning, and most of the shops are still closed, but some of you recognize like merchants that you do business with. Others of you recognize like street urchins and things running by. But the shops are, for the most part, closed, and there are large gatherings of people around, like pubs and eateries. But it doesn't look like they're eating and drinking. If that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Let's find out what's going on. Let's go talk.
So you are kind of in confusion, and like I say, there are you know, some of you recognize some shopkeepers. Milling about, some of you recognize kids, street kids and stuff like that, kind of running past.
Well, I know one of my companions. Ask what's going on.
I go ask what's going on. The first person, hey, what's going on?
What's going on? We're tired of this crap with the monsters and everything. We're gonna attack the tower.
The cursed tower?
The tower. That's where all the problems are coming from.
Where the strange, overly tall guards are and the weird red priestesses.
Mm-hmm.
And who's leading
that person kind of goes on. They don't have much time for you. It's very busy. Everybody's moving around very quickly, gathering.
Grab the next person.
Things. Some people are kind of battening down their shops. Other people, it's definitely a state of unrest. Who's the most familiar with the city? Who lives in the city?
I do.
I've been here my whole life.
All right. Is it Erasmus?
Mm-hmm.
Erasmus, you see some an alchemical shop that deals in like ingredients for alchemical shops. You see him walking by. There's also some kids that you recognize that are kind of in the know and might have some street knowledge.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is it? What is it?
Some irrational person said they're going to attack the tower. Please tell me.
Oh, yeah. It's Jack. It's Jack.
Jack.
Jack Silvertongue. He's the guards came and they took his baby, and he's just for 3 days now, he's just been ranting and raving about the tower, and he's got the whole town. The whole town is just stirred up. He's over by the South Bar. He's over by the bar near Southgate.
Did anybody explain to Jack the amount of money he's going to get for this?
No, it's what's weird about it.
He doesn't have to worry about a baby anymore.
There's no money. There's no money. It's not about the money. He's like, he's lost his mind over this. Absolutely insane.
I begin heading that way. Perhaps we could talk some sense into the man.
As you guys head that way, you pass, several pubs, stores, corners of the street, and there's gatherings of 20, 30 people. And you overhear people talking about that 8 years ago they took my child, and this is what happened, and they said that we would be taken care of for 2 years, but there wasn't enough money to get us through the first year. Other stories you hear about that they came last week and took my child, and my sister's brother, they came and took his child, and they didn't want it to go, and they killed everyone in the house and burned his house down, and the people's next door, their house torn down, on and on and on with these stories you're building through, where it seems like this is more than Jack. And you guys know Jack. He's very charismatic. He's very, but everybody kind of rolls their eyes at him too, because he's always got a scheme. And this does not feel like a Jack scheme, because the whole town is upset.
I want to run up to someone at the bar. And I'm going to jump up on top of the bar. And I'm going to grab them by the shirt and slap them in the face a few times and say, "Did sleeping give me back my one hit point?"
Yes.
Okay. Yes,
it did. But it didn't give me back my baby.
Okay. It's like, but true enough. I leave.
It's like, I'm sure we could talk to the tower about adjusting for inflation.
You know, it'd probably be for the best if the tower was, you know, destroyed. I'm just not sure these people can do that.
I'm just trying to not get
a lot of people.
Those guards are really big.
As y'all walk through, you're coming up on, I forgot the name of this damn tavern. Probably doesn't matter. I thought I had a good one. Oh, it's the Pig's Hole. Yeah. So this is the Pig's Hole Tavern.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I wouldn't drink here.
It's on the south side, South Bridge, South Gate. Of the tower, and so that's where this, you do see that there are probably a good 100 people gathered inside and outside, and Jack is just you can see through the doors that are propped open and the people are inside and outside. He is just running up and down the bar and just really got the town like just there. He's fired up. You've never seen Jack like this, because again, you know, there's no money involved. He is just extremely upset.
Well,
you can squeeze past. People are gonna, because of who you guys are, people know you. You can get into the bar. You can possibly get to where Jack is, pulling to the side. Or y'all can stand out here and wait for everything to kind of maybe calm down or something, and Jack comes out. or try to get his attention. These are all things that you could try to do.
I mean, if he's on a roll, I see no reason to stop him. I'm interested in what he has to say. How persuasive is he? What point is he making? Like,
so his point, he's talked to the crowd. He says, like, we've had, you know, my wife and I, four of our children have died at birth. Four. This child was born alive and well. And what price? Why have we put a price on the head of our children for so many years? How do we even know that it's through the sacrifice of our children that we have prosperity here? Because they've told us? Nobody even remembers a time when we didn't do this. We didn't give our children up. There's no grandfathers here that even told us, like, when there was a time when we didn't have to do this, when there was a time before this, before the prosperity of Kelmorn. Who is to say that this is, you know, the wool's being pulled over our eyes and that our children are being taken without need, that this cycle will continue without, that we'll go through hard times and good times, just like every other city in this world. I say we tear it down. We tear it down. We march on this tower. We march in there. We get our children back. And we put an end to this vicious, inhumane cycle that happens. It's murderous and brutal. And there's lots of cheers in the crowd. People just went, yeah, you know, they took my child 4 years ago, and just on and on.
All right.
So the
I've not seemed to be calming down.
I thought the child taking thing was only like once every 12 years. This is something that could happen
12 years ago. It can happen. It can happen over that time. But it typically about the 11th year is when the prosperity part of it kind of comes to a stop. It degrades every year.
Kind of so comes children to an can't end be taken any year. It just happens a lot more as we get to this 12th year.
There's a gap there, and there's usually several taken within that first year. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, he's got a point. I can't say that I always felt good. I ever felt good about this sort of thing.
But aren't the babies they're taking turning into monsters or something? Like, isn't that why the babies are gone?
I don't know.
I don't know. You don't know what happens. So basically, the babies are, the midwives take the babies. The two Crimson Guard that are there, either march with them most of the time, I would say the majority of the time, without any incident. They take him into the tower. The tower doors close. The babies are never seen again.
This is more my character spouting rumors that he's heard from people. You know, they take the babies because they turn to monsters. That's what he's assuming. He doesn't actually know. He's just he's spreading the rumors that have probably kept this issue going on longer than it should. Maybe, I don't know.
The streets are full of rumors just like that, that the babies are being, you know, they turn into monsters if we keep them. It's part of that too. There's part of that out there, but the majority
for all we know, and he says with a whisper to his group, that big troll thing we just killed could have been his baby.
Well, that's horrible, but you know,
awful.
Well,
how dark is this story, Matt?
What do you want us to do about it?
Are you outside the bar? Or are you inside the bar?
No. I'm saying that out loud in the bar. Like, what do you want us to do about it? Do you have a plan?
We're going to march, and Jack sees you for the first time. He's like, Aramis, you came.
Erasmus.
That should be a running joke with everybody in town.
This is Aramis. Erasmus, you came. I've been looking for you for days. We're going to march. We have to march. They took my child. Child that's ever been born alive.
Okay, well, that's bad.
It is bad.
But do you have a plan other than going and beating on doors that two hither
as he's talking to you, another person climbs up on the bar and starts talking very loudly about what happened to them and their child and how their child was taken and how, you know, the pay wasn't what it was supposed to be and that they regret every day that they ever had let their child be taken like that, never to be seen again.
Well, I mean, the fact that you took the money, you know, I don't have much sympathy at all.
So can I ask, as we were going through the town, we saw, like, you know, shopkeepers and just like regular people. What were, like, the town militia or like whatever, what were they doing? Were they a part of it, or are they, like,
Many of them are. So the tower itself does not lay down like law, and so it exists. Mm-hmm. It's almost its existence is contrary to a lot of the militia members and those people that voluntarily go into a constabulary or constable type position. That paladin type mindset, it irks them. It grieves them. It's not something okay. something that's tolerated because the populace tolerates it.
Indeed. Yeah. Cool.
Well,
are you guys all in the bar right now? Inside? Did y'all all go inside?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am inside. I elbowed my way as close as possible to the stage.
Yeah. Can I get some of the lemon pepper wings while I'm here? Well, never mind. What
sort of closed?
Yeah.
Case is closed for yourself. You.
It's been a long walk. What?
I'm on the bar and I'm telling my story now.
Oh no!
You know what about really helps with getting over the loss of a child?
I bet.
Happy hooker correct. Charters.
Oh God!
A nice calm afternoon.
Somewhere from the back of the bar, a pickled herring sails across the room and smacks you right. It's just right in the face where like the tail just barely like kind of like goes into your mouth a little bit as it hits.
I get down the fish and go, it works every time. And then
it's a waste of good herring right there. Yeah.
It's all good.
Good food.
Torg, are you doing anything?
Besides
you're playing, muted.
He's playing Baldur's Gate 3 is what he's doing.
You're muted.
Yeah. So the best argument Kevin could have ever had is not turning his mic on. He's still feeling how confused he is.
You're still he's muted.
Still muted.
So bad.
Do what now?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was trying to, as I was saying before, I'm going to go to the bartender and ask him how long this group has been ranting and raving like this.
He'll tell you about 3 days.
Wait,
they've sat around yelling for 3 days.
And they have zero plan other than storm the gates.
That's it. They're going to storm.
But a bunch of rookies.
Yep. All the professionals were out of town, like partying at the festival.
Uh-huh.
You don't mean
my
us?
Jack
dude.
Was here. Yeah.
So Jack was here. So as you guys are talking, you guys have anything else to say to Jack? Anything
they
to
work
try
for
to
a siege?
Siege.
Sage. I work for a sage.
For a sage.
I'm telling you, you've been ramping up a crowd for 3 days, but with no activity or no plan, no actionable plan.
As y'all are talking to Jack, you realize that the crowdedness in the bar seems to dissipate a little bit. The noise in the bar has seemed to decrease some, but you hear a lot more noise outside of the bar at this point. Right. The sounds of a lot of people, a lot more yelling, a lot more shouting, really even the sound of feet walking, stomping on the pavement outside.
A different tone of background noise.
It's definitely changed.
Yeah.
Gotten more violent?
Changed to distant shouts and groups into something more.
I look out a window. Are they moving through the city?
It's thousands. Thousands of people are in the streets moving towards the tower.
Have they armed themselves?
Yeah, please.
They have armed themselves to a point. There's people out there with pitchforks. There's people out there with swords. Many of the swords appear very rusted and old, almost like they were a family heirloom or something. There's a lot of clubs. There's a lot of clubs out there. A lot of fence posts, quarterstaffs, walking sticks, pretty much anything you can pick up, and a lot of really angry people.
One old, actually talented man with nunchucks just chucking it down the streets.
One techno Viking. All right, well, I have two things. I guess we should probably go and see what's... Try and prevent as many of these people dying as possible if we can. But before we do, I approach the bartender and say, I will give you 5 copper pieces if you will store this bag. Clunk. in your whatever passes for the coolest place in the bar.
After 3 days of he's got some place with some ice. He'll have a couple of his little boys, the boys in the bar or whatever, to take, drag the troll head over and stick it in a cool place. He'll do that. As you turn around and look, there, Jack is gone.
Well, okay. I begin making my way with the crowd, trying to find him. Wait!
You all go out?
Yeah. Try to.
I'm going to get a wisdom check from each of you, and Toker and Kevin, you're going to roll disadvantage on that.
Short.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't
have. Short.
I actually succeeded. I'm shocked.
Okay.
What if I get advantage for finding secret things? Is this guy a secret thing that I'm looking for? No.
Okay.
Would you call this a delicate task?
It's not. It's a whole city. Rioting.
It doesn't matter. I rolled a 1 and a 6. So
all right. You feel, when you walk outside, Gully feels the rage of the crowd. He feels the initiative and the desire for change that the crowd is feeling, and you are with them 100%. You're ready to go in this vicious cycle of murdering of children and these monsters coming out of the woods. Why can't y'all just go out there and vanquish them right away, just like you did with those trogs? You're all for it. How did you do, Torg?
I failed.
Torg, you're the same way. Your axe, you're just like, you already got your axe out, and you are screaming and yelling with the rest of the crowd, and are marching with them. You succeeded?
Yeah, I rolled a 1 and a 6. That's under, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forget. I'm sorry.
I failed.
So, Gully, I'm sorry. Take that back. You are like, this is madness. You're looking around instead of focusing on where you are. You're looking around and you see the bridge to the northwest in the distance, and you see that there are thousands of people marching on that bridge too. And the same thing for the southeast bridge. And you are a little bit terrified at this point of what's happening, but you're being, at the same time, because you jumped out into the crowd, you're still being pulled towards the tower. Torg, you're all about it. You're ready to do battle. You're ready to put a stop to this. Something you've hated forever. You felt like you've hated it forever. You never had a child die by this cycle or by this edict. But you feel like you have. Valentine, how did you do? Did you pass?
Fail.
You failed. So you are all about it too. You're just kind of swept up in the emotion and the everything with the crowd. And you are you're ready to assault this tower and put an end to this. And for a new day to dawn in Kelmore.
Sword and my shield.
Yeah, Erasmus, you are still trying to talk people out of, calm down. You're trying to find Jack. Tell me what you're doing, because you are completely against everything that's happening right here, because all you can see is...
I'm not convinced. I'm not against the idea. I just think they're fucking going about it very wrong. But, I guess I'm going to have to try and get to as close to the front of the line as possible.
Hope for the best.
Like, how are these... how sturdy are these bridges, for instance? Like, how many people are...
climbing? They're big. They're about 30 foot across. They've stood for, hundreds, if not thousands of years. They're very, very sturdy. It's worked stone way before... your generation or even your grandfather's generation, it's been here for a long time, much like the towers.
Okay, I just didn't want the town fucking getting plummeted down a cliff.
That's not having lived here and known about the city for a long time. I mean, you feel like that the weight of the people going across that bridge is not gonna cause any issues any more than that would be them walking across a mountain.
Is there a way to get to the tower from like rooftop to rooftop with these buildings, or like
you can get to the base of the bridge? There's about a 100-foot gap between the actual town and where the tower is, and that's what these bridges span. So these bridge, and it's a chasm at the base of it. It's like the, you know, basically a waterless moat. It's a depth. It's a chasm that stretches around. There's four bridges that connect to the tower, and then the city sprawls out from there. So you could take the rooftops to safely get to the foot of the bridge. You're about two blocks away from there now, and some of the people are already starting to kind of have already approached the bridge and are very warily. It's kind of they're getting to the bridge, and there's some of that apprehension that's starting to kind of kick in of,
yeah, here's, the line, doing here's this. The line we shouldn't cross.
Yeah, and so they're at the bridge right now.
Because I made the save, I'm gonna take the rooftops.
Okay.
To keep an eye over the situation, and
just give me a dex check, just regular, just so you
can. I get advantage at climbing. Can I do that?
Okay.
Natural one.
All right. So you easily scuttle up building and skip across the rooftops like it's a walk in the park. All right. So y'all arrive at the bridge. Gully, and you're on the roof.
We're at like an hour.
Oh. Okay.
Give us our cliff. We'll pick it up. Give us our cliffy.
So, So as you approach, you could see, Gully, you can see from the rooftop in that north, on the northwestern side of the tower, you see the crowd stopped at the base of the bridge, just like they are here on the south side. And from there, all of a sudden, you see one, and then you see hundreds of rocks and bottles and things like that being hurled at the tower. And the ground begins to shake. And that's what we'll see y'all next week.
Directed by Joel Schumacher.
I didn't see any bat nipples.
The bat nipples are going. I do have bat nipples. So.
Well, on that, we'll see you next week for Bat Nipples Part 3.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.